Local advocacy groups rallied today around Portland City Hall, asking state and county leaders to take action for the safety of incarcerated people during the coronavirus pandemic. The protest consisted of around 80 cars, with participants staying socially distanced from each other. Zia Laboff with the group Never Again Action PDX explained how the protest was planned in order to keep people safe.
That was something that was really important to us in the entire planning process, is having public health and safety be the foremost thought in everything that we do. And that involves, in the meetup beforehand, we made sure that we were in big enough parking lots where people could always be 6 feet apart, making sure that we were able to provide supplies such as hand sanitizer, masks, gloves for everyone that's there, so we can make sure that everyone is properly secured to be out in the world. And then making, only having folks that are in cars, which is unfortunate that, not everyone is able to participate that way, but we think it's more important to show that our civil liberties are not diminished right now. We do have the ability, if we have the privilege of a car, to still voice and advocate what we need, which is something that a lot of people don't seem to understand right now when we look at the other protests. And that's something that we really wanted to distinguish ourselves from.
The fact that the protest coincides with International Workers' Day was intentional. Prison labor is still used by hospitals to do their laundry, a service for which prisoners are paid 60 cents per day. The groups argue that this is frontline work and that the laundry service exposes prisoners and detainees to germs that compound their potential for exposure, along with the fact that adequate social distancing is not possible in prisons. Laboff explains,
they are still being forced to do prison labor because they don't have much of another option. And that prison labor involves doing the laundry for the local hospitals that are getting the COVID patients, and then there's no disinfecting that happens between them, dropping off the infected laundry and it being introduced to prisoners. And we're hearing a lot of things from inside that are just not safe at all, and a really big risk to everyone in the community, but especially to those that don't have an ability to advocate for themselves as much.
As of now, the Oregon Parole Board is considering release of 7 inmates with serious medical conditions in light of coronavirus. Over 1,000 inmates have applied for early release, but the Parole Board says it lacks the resources to review all the cases, and factors like age and chronic conditions like heart disease or asthma won't qualify someone for release. The groups who rallied today want action sooner, and Laboff explains that they have called upon Governor Kate Brown, Multnomah County Chair Deborah Cafori, and Multnomah County Sheriff Mike Reese to take action now.
The point around our demands with them is to really pressure to kind of take advantage of the emergency powers that they have right now, because they're more poised than ever to be able to provide funding and resources because of the emergency powers in this current time. And so that's really what we're trying to push. So with Governor Kate Brown, she has the powers of clemency to immediately release people in Oregon prisons and detention centers. For Deborah Cafori, our Multnomah County Chair, we're really asking that she has the ability to advocate for the release of everyone incarcerated in Multnomah County jails and detention centers. And then also Mike Reese, as the Multnomah County Sheriff, has the ability to right now release all the people incarcerated in Multnomah County Jail. So we just want to be able to connect people to resources that they deserve to know as community members, as people that live in these areas that will be impacted by the public health crisis of what's going to happen.